Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
One of the most common questions we get about this show is, hey, where can I get those good boy, bad boy cards Adam uses? And for years, we've had to direct people to unnamed competitor. But now we can finally say, you can get them right here. And the here would be hyperlinked to a URL, so you just have to click it and it would just take you to the page. It doesn't matter. The point is, you can now buy a deck of good boy cards and a deck of bad boy cards from our website, sanspantsradio.com/shop. Grab them on their own or both in a bundle. Each deck contains 50 unique abilities you can use in-game or, if your DM allows, out-of-game and in real life. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab yours today. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
You see a blue orb with mechanical gears inside of it moving at a rapid speed. She like pulls on it a little bit and it starts to come away from the plinth, and then the machine gives like a, and she lets go immediately. She doesn't want to mess with that. The Golatorium is a lie created by the gods.
My heart breaks for him. He genuinely misses a fake man. Who turned it on?
Lux stops and says, I don't know. Nock or Nyx stops and says, help! They're dead. They've been dead for a little while. Maybe days. It's hard to tell, though. You see that they are wearing uniforms of a sort.
Okay. So perhaps he's only meddled with a truth-telling one, and a lie one can tell a little bit of a truth, but not really that much, perhaps.
5 iron golems are currently walking around this facility.
Did one just get out?
They are constantly escaping.
Who just stopped production?
Production stopped when we ran out of material. Nock or Nyx stops and says, the Grey Hill Free Company.
I think instead of focusing on exactly where these people are if they are gone, we focus on fixing their mistakes.
Yes, I guess we'll have a rest. With food and shelter and that, is it just we lose one level of exhaustion or they lose one level of exhaustion?
Yeah, you take a 8-hour rest, but you only lose one level of exhaustion.
Okay, and there's no way we can speed that up as it were.
No, it just takes days to recover.
Yeah, right. I guess the question for the team is, do we need to wait for full strength, or is it okay with only one level of exhaustion?
I think a better question is, can we afford to wait for full strength? Chantal is saying this as Ziamia and Yeola are putting like the finishing touches on. They've made kind of like a stump leg for her out of pittons, a hammer, and some other just bits and bobs that were at hand.
Can I use mending, like the spell, to help with that? Is that a thing?
No, mending only fixes objects. It can't make a new one.
Yes, I guess, you know, is everyone comfortable feeling a little bit exhausted, shall we say?
Everyone's still a little tired from their bout of water and then the subsequent awful night that you had. But people seem ready to do this.
Yeah, I guess there's...
I'm ready.
Your time lacks the present.
In any case, you're kind of running low on supplies, so
yes. You
might not have the opportunity to have another rest, to be honest.
This is a very good point.
You head to the water... Mm-hmm. And you're going to submerge yourselves. Ziamia will go first.
Yep. So the water is fine to traverse, basically.
Yeah, you just don't want to breathe any of it in.
Before I, like, I'm assuming either Big T, you're either before or after me, but either way, I'm like, yeah, take off your ring.
How's that not helpful here?
Well, we need to go through the water. We need to swim.
Okay, I tie the ring around my neck so I don't lose it. Because...
Fuck it, Al. Just one toe in.
I'll wait on top.
All right, everyone goes for a little swim. So, Zemia is first.
Love a water level.
Who wants to go second?
I'll go second.
I've been stopped, so I'll go third.
And I assume it'd be like, yeah, some of our, like, oh yeah, probably I'll go second. Why not?
All right. You no longer have the you no longer swim with the ease that you used to, Global, but you still can swim.
Yeah.
You know the basics of it.
Mm. Just have to kick extra hard. I don't understand. Where's the...
Where are the... There's no little webs. How did... That would just feel like dragging a toothpick through the water as a paddle.
It feels very wrong. I don't like it in the slightest.
Tree Stump, were you third?
Yeah.
Chantel, Sarin, and Yale. All right. Everyone makes it to the other side.
Always good.
As they're surfacing, Sarin and Yeola, who kind of brought up the rear, say, did you see that in the water? There was, because you're now at the intersection, you can see that machine that Ziamia didn't want to touch to your left, and then a passageway on your right. Sarin gestures back into the water. There was a little plinth, like the one in the room there, she says, and then gestures to the plinth, if you recall, where that circular, that like orb is.
Yeah. Huh. So you'd maybe put something like that orb, which is that orb a what did the thing say? A dwarven something sphere, control sphere, sphere
control
of control.
Sphere was the word, yeah.
Is that what that is?
Everyone kind of shrugs. Ziamia even like gives it a shrug. She doesn't know either.
Does the orb seem to be around the same size and shape as a certain rubber ball band?
Ooh, are we gonna Indiana Jones this?
No, it's significantly larger.
Oh.
You know what? No, actually, this will be funnier. No, they're about the same size.
Oh.
Well.
Well, if the orb is something that we know the machine needs to function but can't be without.
I mean.
I have a certain gift from a certain friend who would be delighted to know they were still in an adventure from beyond the trail.
She does know they're not dead, right? Perhaps that would. I mean, I don't know if it's is it a weight thing or is it a the control sphere itself thing. What I mean, you could try it on that plinth underwater if you want.
Did you have any specific knowledge from your tugging the orb?
Ziamia shakes her head.
So it wasn't when the weight came off that you noticed?
She shakes her head again.
Okay.
What do you do? We think it might be worth having a go? Then at least not all the parts are there. You can't run the machine with not all the parts.
Potentially. Was that sphere there the first time you came down?
She nods.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's not what turned it on. That's what's doing something else.
She shrugs.
I guess I look at the where it's connected, the pipes leading from it, like or where away from it, I guess. Where is it going?
The pipes go into the walls. You see them go back the way you came and forwards.
Okay, so I guess they're getting potentially water from somewhere. Well, look, I mean, look, we might do it, but it also might cause a cave-in at this point. We generally don't know.
Well, is anybody very opposed or very for? I take out the ball and make a gesture.
Chantel says, I don't know if that's a wise decision, but I guess we're going to have to meddle with these machines eventually. Sarin says, I think you should try. I think it's a good idea.
Oh, me too. Yeah?
Yeola says, I kind of agree with Chantel, but with the added caveat that I don't like the idea of sticking... I don't like sticking things where they don't belong, I suppose.
Yeah, because that could make things break.
Perhaps, I guess, what you're saying is that we could just grab the thing and see what happens.
I'm going toward it.
All right, you move into the room. There's that strange machine slowly whirring, ticking, clicking along.
Okay.
You see the plinth with the orb in it?
I have a little trepidation.
We could do it slowly. You can grab the orb, see if you can feel that it's a weight thing or a machinery thing, or I'll be ready.
Why don't we table that? Because that's not going anywhere. And why don't we just have a look further in, see what's going on, see if this is this, I mean, if that's a control sphere, I mean, the water that,
think that the breaking as much as we can can't be bad.
And if there was that plinth underwater, which is the same as that one, then perhaps these are used sort of interchangeably, or like opening a door with a key.
Perhaps
you only have multiple doors, but only one key.
The orb looks very important, which is why I don't want them to have it.
Yes,
I want us to have it.
You taking it?
I feel this slowly, is a bad idea.
All right.
Slowly pull it. See, as feeling pull, out.
As you pull the control sphere, you know how basically there are two sockets in the bottom of the control sphere. And as you pull them out, you can see that those two sockets in the plinth, there are two gears that are being turned by the nature of the control sphere being in there. As you pull them out and they begin to disconnect, the cogs inside the orb begin to disconnect from the cogs inside the plinth, you can see the machine starts freaking out. It doesn't like it. Pull it out?
Is it freaking out or is it slowing down?
Feels like it's slowing down.
Perhaps do it slowly.
Keep going very slowly. I want to keep going very slowly, and if the machine starts to stop slowing down and becoming volatile, like it looks like it's about to blow or something, then I'll very quickly put the rubber ball back.
All right. You fuck it up. You slip. It comes right off. You fuck it up pretty catastrophically.
As soon
as the control sphere is off the plinth, the machine stops.
The entire room shudders
a little bit. And you, maybe Yaola outside calls out, "Look!" And you all rush, and you can see the water level is beginning to rise.
Is that a bit?
We need to flood. Is this not?
Do you let it rise?
I put the rubber ball on straight away to see if it does anything.
The two gears grab the rubber ball and tear the rubber ball apart.
We need to swim.
Oh no.
We don't have time. I guess we can be sad when we're alive later.
Yeah.
Do you let the water rise?
I would perhaps put it back.
Oh, put it back. Isn't the whole point to flood the whole place? It's back. Put it back.
You put it back? All right. The machine begins spinning up again. Yeah. The water level stops rising and goes back down.
Right. Surely can't be that easy, right? I look to everybody. Surely.
Everyone shrugs. Zia Mia shakes her head, gives you a brain worm. You get several instances of her going up and down stairs. Unless this just starts flooding the entire facility, which I suppose it could, but the water's going to have a little while to travel yet.
Yeah.
So if we do this now, it won't kill us anyway. Mm. And we can always put it back. Is what I'm hearing.
See, Mia nods.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, look.
I think this is a fine thing. And if the water gets too bad, I have a trick.
Yeah, we just put it back.
I'm the horse and cart.
We're underground though, Big T. You might hit. Look up.
Please be crushed. You can't take the ring off when you're in that form, by the way.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
From those memory worms, do we know which way to go?
Yeah, you know, you've got like a few twists and turns ahead of you to get to the machine that's making the iron golems. Yes.
Okay. Shall we? Will the water level have reached that point if we take?
Well, you don't know how, what's
going
to happen
upstairs.
Are
we going upstairs if we take that?
You'll be going upstairs and downstairs a bunch. Yes, you will be going upstairs. Immediately after this, you know that you will be heading up some stairs.
Okay, well...
There's also a lot of this facility that she does not know because there are traps that she...
avoided.
They're not necessarily incredibly deadly, but they look dangerous enough that she was like not just kind of taking the path of least resistance.
Clever. Dodge is clever.
Now a quick word from our sponsors.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Our good friends over at Dungeon Studios is creating original content for Dungeons & Dragons 5th Ed and has a brand new Kickstarter with 6 one-shot modules. Taking place in Enneron, a richly developed world with new and unique playable species, classes, backgrounds and more, each module contains all of the information and lore that you will need to create and play a vivid and exciting one-shot with your players. This collection contains a variety of adventure types, ranging from mainly puzzles and role-playing to mostly combat to a mixture of both. Just search for Dungeon Studios or Enneron on Kickstarter, and if you back this project today, you get one of the modules right now. Point of No Return puts your players in the icy north. After a mining accident leaves a number of miners stranded deep below ground, the party volunteers to go in and help them. But little do they know, there's much more than just miners and rocks down there. 100% funded, the Kickstarter ends on March 2nd. So once again, just search for Dungeon Studios or Enneron on Kickstarter and back now for your chance to be one of the first people to experience the incredible setting of Enneron.
Well, I guess if you want to take the orb, I have no objections. I'm very wired, but yeah, if you want, we can head off.
You take it?
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go!
All right. You take the sphere. Do you let the water rise and see what it does?
Yeah, we have to run as well.
All right. Well, you pretty quickly establish that the water is only comes up to about your waist, and then it stops.
More. We got to collect more.
Yeah.
Maybe we bring our good friend back a bowl of hard.
What if you put it on the plinth downstairs?
Oh, good point. But... I can't imagine they'd have something that breaks the machine.
No, they wouldn't, but they're just curious. Hey, let's soldier on.
We can we can check it. Yes. We did my thing, we can do your thing.
Yeah, no, just curious.
Christ. What is the plan?
We'll head towards the machine making the golem.
Okay. Well, you head along that passageway. You're kind of like waiting for a little while until you can hear shung, 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 shung. You come to an intersection. There's two ways to go. One of the ways at these, by the way, this, the corridors here are like tall, very, very, very tall. The corridor is only maybe like 10, 15 feet wide, but it is at least maybe, I don't know, like 50, 60 feet high. It is cavernous. Just really thin, but really, really tall, basically. So the pathway splits in two directions. One direction Zia Maria gestures towards. You can see down the other one, there is several sets of like sharp metal-like doors that open and close in rapid succession, looking like someone would need to run past them really, really faster than you think a person, frankly, could run. You don't think someone could be fast enough to do this. But they shink, 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 shink. Open, shink, 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 close. And as they do so, you see that their edges, the edges of the doors, it's like a set of double doors going down. Maybe 4 or 5 sets of double doors. Each one of them has like razor sharp edges to them. You think that if you got caught in these double doors, you might get cut in half.
Well, we avoid that.
Additionally, you notice that in the wall next to that corridor with the double doors, there is 2 little cogs in the wall perfectly set apart.
Oh, for the sphere. Oh, I guess the sphere would stop the traps.
Zemiria shrugs. She's not been down that corridor.
Huh.
Give it a go.
Are we exploring or are we heading for the...
She shrugs again.
I mean, this seems like a type of thing that they don't want people going in, which sounds important, and I think we should go in.
Yeah, all right. We'll put the
If you need to get a key to get in, they're trying to keep us safe, and we need to make it unsafe.
All right, you put the control sphere in?
Yes.
When the control sphere locks into place, chonk, 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 all of them lay open and stay open.
Well, shall we adjust you?
Let's have a look.
You travel down this corridor, and you find yourself in a large room. You can tell, you hear shh, water kind of like pouring in. So you hear water before you see what's going on. But as you step into this room, you can see it. Well, actually, no, you can't see what its purpose is. There's like one large walkway going from where you are to the other side of the room. And then there are some stairs going down into water. You can see on the other side of this walkway, there is one of those plinths with another one of the control spheres in it. There are, once again, kind of all over this place, there are those brass pipes in the worked walls. Yeah. Several of the brass pipes come in here and then are just like shooting water in. You can tell that this is not on purpose. The pipes look broken and damaged. It's not even, it doesn't look like made on purpose. Some damage has occurred to this place. And now now it is flooding slightly. The water must be leaving by some mechanism as well, but you can't see where.
Okay. Well, this, I guess, is where the water... So the water's coming in here, and I guess it was meant to be going somewhere else, but it's not.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I misspoke. At the other end of the walkway, there are two plinths. One of them has a control sphere on it. The other one does not.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can't have them both at the same time. I guess we could move it from one to the other and see what happens.
Is anyone stepping into this room?
I assume we are, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, who would be first?
Who would be first?
I put the thing in the wall, so I'd be last.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So, Global, are you first?
Yeah.
Global, as you step into the room, you spot that there should be, once long ago, there would have been staircases on your side as well that would have gone up to, you can see another walkway above you. These staircases, however, when the water damage happened, causing what is happening currently, these staircases were blasted away, and now there is no access to this upper level.
Okay. Yeah, there's meant to be some... Okay, all right. There's meant to be some stairs going up here, but there doesn't appear to be any. All right. So is there any other... once we get to the sort of the plinth, are there any sort of other ways forward, or is it just like this area and that's it?
Yeah, there's this room is on at least two levels. You can see this walkway, the walkway above you, which you can't see any access to. And then obviously the stairs descend into the water. You know there must be something below you, but you don't know what it is.
Yeah, it might be something under there, but who knows what. Have a look at the plinth.
The plinths are as any of these other ones have been. There's two of them. One has a control sphere on it. The other does not.
Does it look like the control sphere is doing anything?
Yeah, it's activating the plinth.
Yeah, right. And does it look like where does the plinth lead to? Can I like figure anything out?
It just goes into the ground. The mech... Oh, no, you know what? All right, I'll let you roll. It's complicated, possibly by design, possibly on accident, but definitely both. You can see that this connects to several of the pipes around you. Any of the pipes that are currently on and active, and you can see that their turbines are turning, they are connected to this plinth, but you can see that some are not active, are not turning, and they look to be connected to the unused plinth.
Okay. And those turbines are doing what exactly? Or do I have no idea?
You can see they're pumping water.
Out.
Probably, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'll... Take it.
You take the control sphere?
Yep. And
the facility shudders a little bit, and then the water level begins to rise.
Yeah. And if I do it, and if I put in the other one?
If you put it in the other one?
Yep.
The turbines that were off begin spinning up. The water level goes back down.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's... okay. Well, we'll...
I say take it off and see how much it rises.
Yes, why not? Take it off, see how much it rises.
The water begins to rise. It doesn't rise high enough that you can access that walkway, but it does rise high enough that you think with a decent acrobatics check or a decent attempt at climbing, you could scale the wall a little bit and get to the broken staircase and make your way up.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Let's give that a go.
Why not?
All right.
Let's start flooding this place without even really doing much.
All right, so who would like to try and scramble their way up?
I mean, I would like to scramble my way up first, but I mean, Again, I still think I have a...
Chantel, who is kind of like on her tippy toes, standing on the walkway, trying not to drown because she's in full plate. Could you leave the control cube with us, control sphere with us, please?
Oh, lovely, yes, of course.
Why can't I come with us?
Because she's...
She could try to climb.
Yes, but probably not the best.
You don't want me to help you?
All right, I'll come with you. Fine, whatever. Can we just hurry, please? I'm on my...
I'll lift her up.
Let's just...
You got to get up first. So, Big T, you try to climb?
Yeah.
You fuck it up. Clubble, you try to climb? You fuck it up. Do you want to try again? Yes. Actually, you know what? Everyone's kind of a little bit, like, slightly panicky. Good job. Saren climbs up.
Yeah.
Yeola climbs up. Ziamia fucks it up. Tree Stump, your turn. Tree Stump, you climb up.
Is it yoink time? Come here, yoink.
Tree Stump, you try to help Chantel up. It's not easy. Chantel, you forget how fucking heavy she is in her full plate.
But oh my god.
Drag Chantel up, who clambers up. Saren puts her arm down for you, Glubble. And helps you up. Saren is not nearly as strong as Big T. She grabs you and you're both healing. You can see she's going like a bit red in the face, even with her like dark skin. You can see that she's getting really puffed. Yep. She like... Ziamia gets in on the act. With Ziamia shockingly built like a fucking brick shithouse, grabs you with one hand, drags you up.
Yeah, here you go. I suppose, yes, I probably could have... Shape of water have helped that? Just be to kind of push up? Yeah, okay, never mind. Oh, yeah, thank you. Right, well, what's up here?
You walk up to this upper walkway. You can see that there is, on either side of this one, there are... No, sorry, it'd only be on one end. Sorry, on one end, but on the opposite end, there are two plinths again. Mm-hmm. And you can see past those two plinths, there is like a shuttered metal door. And beyond that, you can see it looks like a bunkhouse of some sort.
Yeah.
Beds.
Okay.
A lot of it is dilapidated, and you can't see very well through this shuttered iron gate. But yeah, it looks like living quarters.
Is there a control sphere on those plinths or not?
No, neither of these plinths have a control sphere.
And would they be attached to also the turbines, or would it be more of a opening the door sitch?
No, you can tell. This one looks very different. Yeah, it looks like these ones are control the door.
Yeah. Shall we open the door?
Give doors? It
a
go.
Yes, put you only have one, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you put one into one of the plinths, it whirs, and you see it activate, and the doors, like, well, they do nothing, actually.
Okay. And same thing if you put in the other one as well, I assume.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
It looks like two need to be active at the same time.
Yeah, okay.
I wonder if we can go back through those really slammy doors, because it's too fast to run, but maybe it's not too fast to throw. Chantel, if you don't want to join us, you could pivot.
I mean, but right now they'd be underwater, surely.
No, we go back. We unflooded, you know?
They would be underwater.
But then if they would, yes, they'd be under...
Well, we could put the one in here back in its plinth to deflood this room.
Yes.
And then when I grab the one outside and throw it to you, it wouldn't be underwater then.
Yes, but then when we grab it, you'll be trapped underwater.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, see? Hey, can we look at through the gate? Is there anything even important there? We're like,
Like I said, it's really difficult to see through the gate. Glubble, you think you can make out on the other side. Actually, you know what? You rolled pretty well, Glubble. On the other side, you can make out, like I said, many different bunks. There's all accoutrement for people to live here. There's like several washing basins. Space for several people to store their equipment and stuff like that. Most of this, if it isn't stone or metal, it is decayed. So you can see not really beds, but what was once beds. You know what I mean? You
can't see similar to the previous dwarven fortress.
Yeah. You can't see wardrobes. You can see what was once wardrobes.
Yes, me.
But
sense.
Lying in among it, you see the glint of a control sphere. It's not connected to anything. It's just there.
Oh, I can see a control sphere. Huh. Okay. Can the control sphere fit through the iron?
No, like they're very thin. You could you couldn't get a thimble through the gap here.
So like I couldn't get say like turn into a rat, grab it, come back.
No, a rat would not be able to fit.
Alas. Yeah, all that seems to be there is a control sphere. Is that something?
If you could imagine a big set of metal shutter shades,
yes,
that is what you're kind of looking at. But also horizontal, vertical rather than horizontal.
Can we push it a little bit? See how heavy they are?
They feel pretty sturdy.
Yes, Big T.
I was just thinking about the other doors, because if the other doors down there, if I were to swim down and the doors open with such force, wouldn't they suck me into the other room?
Would they?
Are you talking about going through those shutting doors when they're wet?
So if I were to go down to the other end to the shutting doors, take the thing off so all the doors slam shut, swim up to the front door, and then because they all open in really quick succession and they suck because they're going to be pulling through water, wouldn't it just pull me through?
You are not 100% sure how it would work.
Can I confer with the gang to see what they think about my plan? I don't know how.
Gayola and Chantel seem to be of the opinion that it is quite dangerous, and they seem genuinely concerned for your safety. Saren looks at you, gives you a big smile, and says, "I think this is a great idea." She seems excited.
Oh, Saren. I would say.
Ziamia gives you a like half concerned, half interested look. She's on the fence.
I would say it's potential it would work, but we're doing it for a sphere. We don't know why we would need to do it yet. You know what I mean?
I thought we needed the second sphere to activate the doors.
Yes, but then when we open it, we get another sphere. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but don't we need that other sphere
for what? We don't know yet. So we say we grab this one.
But we're not going to know until we get it.
Actually, you won't know even when you get it. You'll know when you find out, which could be at any point.
Yeah. Big tier.
How many control spheres do you think you need?
Yeah. So what I'm saying is every single one.
Okay. Look, that's pretty irrefutable logic right there, in my opinion.
That is fair. I'm just saying, because we have this current one. And then when we go back through the doors, we would have another one. So that's two. And then we do know where a third one is. So if we ever needed to get a third one, we could double back.
Okay. How long does shape water last? And does it last if you're an octopus?
I mean, I have to do it instantaneously.
You can't bring water up here.
Why? I'm hesitant to ask.
I think Cass is like, you can get through as an octopus. I'm thinking even an octopus couldn't get through. That gap is not big enough for an octopus's beak.
Is that what you wanted me to?
I mean, shutter shades, Cass.
I mean, look, again, if I could get into shades,
then we should be able to open them.
But, well, that...
No, I'm saying, like, imagine the gap you get in shutter shades. It's not very big.
I'm still going to look around.
No, we do have to open, but that's what I point to the plinths. Yes, that's the opening of them. But if I got in there, say, as a octopus, I can't drag the sphere out.
No one else is coming up with any other ideas.
So, good point. I'm just saying, why
risk... I'm spitballing.
Okay. I just agree. We don't need to risk your life to get a third sphere.
I guess if you transformed, ended your transformation, picked up the sphere, transformed, you'd bring the sphere into your form. So I guess you could.
If an octopus could fit through, unfortunately it can't.
But if an octopus could fit through, that would work.
Look, my next question would be if we did that plan and then we got the third one. I had a pretty good look. Was there no other way out?
Of that bunk room?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it. Once again, you got a pretty good look, but once again, just by the nature of how little there is to see from here, you can't know that. Yes.
I'm just thinking if we did decide that and you grabbed the one from the entrance of the flappy doors, we'd be trapped here, you know?
We could always put them back. They move. We can put them back somewhere else.
No, I mean, we'd be trapped in, because the door, you see what I mean, Big T?
I mean, I guess.
So
you'd be on the wrong side of the doors.
We'd be on the wrong side of the doors.
Because there was no other plinth next to the other side to stop it.
I am so upset Sam thought of that, because, Cass, I'm not going to lie, I would have let you just do it.
That's fair enough.
I would have been like, you get through, you did it. Not even a roll, the doors, like you said, Cass, yep, they just prettily push you along, and then on your way back, and then on your way back, I would have been like, you fucked up. You fucked up.
Pretty badly, too.
Yeah. The water's pushing in your direction.
Yeah. We'd have to go down, and I don't know what down is.
Oh, God.
So
upset.
How about we just take the one we've got right now, we go back, grab the second one, and continue forth, because that's the only way I can, yeah.
Okay.
We know where one is. We'll mark that off, and on our way. Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Confer with everyone. Yep, that seems everyone's the safest option.
I'm not going to lie. Sarin is a bit, like, put out.
Sarin kind of
was excited to see this happen.
Self-insert Sarin. All right.
It's a good idea. It's a fun idea.
All right.
I like to have fun on my adventures.
Who is holding on to the control spheres, BT Dubs?
I'll have one. I guess I'll have one.
And Cass has one?
Did Big T want the one that they had before? Are they how, like, what's the word? How precious are they?
How do we have two?
You got the one that you got in this room?
Yeah.
And the one that you already had?
Yeah.
Didn't we leave the one that we already had to open the doors?
Well, you're leaving this room now, is my understanding.
Yes, because there's nowhere else to go unless you go down. And
I just want to say as well, you just in case. So you are all aware that you haven't checked into the water. You don't know what's down there.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
I'm not saying there is necessarily anything there. I want to avoid confusion later on where I'm like, well, you haven't checked down here, and you're like, oh, I thought we did.
Yes. As we were leaving, we could confer what's down there if anyone wants to. Otherwise,
I think it's worth checking out.
Well, I would say as well that you would put one of the controls, the control sphere in the plinth here.
Yeah.
So that you can make the water lower a bit so there's less to swim through, and also so Chantel can stand, which is nice.
Yeah. 100%. And so we'd do that.
So who's going to swim down?
I'd volunteer myself because, once again, I still think I'm half a fish. So I'm like, I'll do it. And as I'm walking, all right.
Ah, fuck.
I volunteer myself also.
Probably grab either Sarin or Yeola because they're the ones that can see a bit better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah. And Big T.
All right. Yes. So Big T, Global, Yeola, correct?
Yeah. Yes. The umbilical cord that is attached between, say, myself and Big T holds tight, so I'm like, oh, of course, come with. I put out my hand like a mother to a child. Come on.
I'm bigger than you.
I know, and it's so adorable.
So you hop off the little platform that you're on, or maybe walk down the stairs, it doesn't matter, and then dive into the water. Fire, as soon as you're in the water, Yaola's light begins to kind of like shine in the area so that you can kind of see what you're doing. Oh, no one upstairs has a light. Actually, maybe it'd be better if Sarin went down because no one else wants to be upstairs without a light. So, oh no, Ziamia can do light. That's right. I'm so sorry. Yaola does come down after all that. All right. So Sarin comes down. Fuck it hell. The three of you, whoever it is, in the end, will decide. We'll figure it out eventually. The three of you swim down and see by Yaola's light. There only appears to be one floor below you, and there's no walkway or anything here. There's just like a large cleared space. It looks like some sort of workshop. You can see tables made out of, once again, everything here is stone. Or metal, actually. Stone or very rusted metal. Nothing here is wood or anything organic, because that would have long since rotted away.
Yeah.
You see several tables laid out, utensils on those tables. It looks like some sort of workshop, specifically for iron golems. Several iron golems lay on these workshop tables in various states of, like, construction or destruction.
Okay.
In the center of this room, on a plinth, is a control sphere humming quietly in place.
Yeah, okay. Well, I point to that, and I guess gesture to take. And whoever is closest will take it.
I'll grab it if I'm closest.
Yeah. All right, Tree Stump, you grab it?
Yes.
All right.
Slowly.
You grab it. The light, there was like a soft light coming up. There's always a soft light on the plinth when a control sphere is active on it. The light on the plinth dies, and then a light that you didn't really realize was there dies on all of the different tables. When that happens, you realize that all of the golems were kind of kept suspended a little bit.
And oh,
the
golems, fuck, oh,
I drop it, I drop it, I put it back, I put it back, I put it back.
The golems slump back down. None of them very operational. It appears that it was some sort of stasis thing. Kind of like how a mechanic will jack up a car.
Yeah.
This field kind of kept the golems jacked up a little bit so that someone could get in underneath and operate on them. All of the golems fall down as gravity finally begins to affect them again. Except one.
Oh.
One of them, a golem, only half a golem, just the torso up. As soon as the field ends upon it, that golem lashes out. Tree Stump, you are the nearest to it. Let's go to initiative.
I was doing it slowly.
Well, all we got to do is swim away, right?
Right?
Golems can't swim. They sink. But I guess we'll find out if that's true next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. I've run out of content from my favourite fuckos, Sans Pants Radio. If only they had digital downloads I could acquire and listen to, with many of them having a choose price option so I could swindle them by choosing $0. Oh shit, they do? I just gotta head to sanspantsradio.com/shop, click on downloads and peruse all the garbage they have on offer and then give them nothing? Well, dreams can come true. Thanks, SansPantsRadio.com/shop, for letting me take advantage of you and not setting a minimum spend, you dumb fucks.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.